Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news, and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. So grab your jersey, settle in, and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! Before we kick off today's show, let's share some feedback from my close pal and lifelong Arsenal supporter, Tom Phoebe. He's reacting to the last episode, the one with my son. And he says, loved it, the delivery, the information, and the humor. Excellent stuff. Looking forward to the next one. Excellent, crisp production. Oh, thanks, Tom. And then he goes on to share the episode in a LinkedIn post. I've actually had Tom share his Gunners experience in the past, and you'll get to hear it a little later in this episode. Following a dominating performance against West Ham last weekend, Arsenal continues to keep pace with title contenders Liverpool and Manchester City in the Premier League race. Aston Villa, we're not ignoring you. Securing a convincing victory, Arsenal showcased their strength with goals from William Saliba, Gabriel Magalhaes, and Bukayo Saka. The Gunners face a series of crucial fixtures, including clashes with Burnley this weekend, Newcastle, and Sheffield United. With Champions League football on the horizon, manager Mikel Arteta aims to lead Arsenal to success on multiple fronts this season, and we, the fans, are backing him fully. Former Arsenal legend Thierry Henry has voiced his apprehensions regarding the team's struggle to convert chances under manager Mikel Arteta. Despite Arsenal's recent 6-0 victory over West Ham United, Henry emphasized the need for better finishing, suggesting it could be pivotal in their quest for success in the Premier League and the UEFA Champions League. Discussions are swirling around potential striker signings, so of course, Henry's insights are shedding light on a key area for improvement for the North London club. Now, speaking of which, could Sporting CP's Victor Gyökeres be the game-changing striker Arsenal needs? In Tom Canton's report, he explores how Gyökeres' prolific goal-scoring record and creative flair could transform the Gunners' attack. With Arsenal's ongoing search for a formidable striker, Gyökeres emerges as a potential solution, offering an impressive track record of goals and assists. As discussions continue to swirl around marquee names like Erling Haaland and Kylian Mbappe, Gyökeres' credentials stand out as a promising option for Mikel Arteta's side. What do you know about Victor Gyökeres? Do you think he fits into our philosophy? Meet Tom Phoebe, the lead creative writer and podcast host of the It's an Arsenal Thing podcast.
Within your proudest moment as an Arsenal fan?
There have been so many proud moments. I can't really narrow them down. The 2-0 win at Anfield in 89, the 1-0 win at Old Trafford where we won the league in 2001-2002, the 2-2 draw at White Hart Lane in the Invincible season. I think, for me, really, the Wenger era was something that I'm really, really proud of. The first 10 years were incredible to be a fan.
Tom Phoebe, lead creative writer and podcast host of the It's an Arsenal Thing podcast. In a post-match revelation, Arsenal goalkeeper Aaron Ramsdale disclosed that experienced midfielder Jorginho was the one who urged the substitution of 16-year-old Eden Nwaneri during the recent match against West Ham. Nwaneri, a promising talent from the club's academy, showcased his potential during the cameo appearance, with Jorginho's support reflecting the club's dedication to fostering young players. It's a good thing that Mikel listened, and we're looking forward to seeing more of Ethan. I understand that Kieran Tierney recently gave an interview in which he opened up about his experiences with Mikel Arteta's tactics at Arsenal. While speaking from Real Sociedad, where he's currently on loan, Kieran admitted that he found Arteta's inverted fullback concept alien compared to his more accustomed role of running up and down the lines. Well, it takes a lot of effort and courage to adapt to something new, and I admire Tierney's willingness to take on this challenge. Reflecting on his adaptation efforts, Tierney expressed hope for future improvement. I hope he knows that his determination and hard work will pay off. I really believe in him. Now, these remarks come amid ongoing discussions about his future at Arsenal, which must be causing some uncertainty. However, I wish him all the best and hope that he finds the right path for his career. It's always a tough decision to make when you're a young player trying to establish yourself in the world of professional football. In a recent interview, 19-year-old defender Lino Souza opened up about his decision to leave Arsenal during the January transfer window. According to Souza, he left the North London club because he wanted to secure regular first-team football opportunities, which he believed Aston Villa could provide. After moving to Villa, Souza joined Plymouth Argyle on loan for the remainder of the season. His departure highlights the challenges young players face in trying to break into top-flight teams, and it underlines the importance of seeking playing time elsewhere. Now, it's clear that Souza made a decision that he felt was best for his career, and we wish him all the best in his future endeavours. Arsenal midfielder Fabio Vieira is on the verge of making a comeback after a lengthy spell on the sidelines due to a groin injury. The 23-year-old underwent surgery in November, and although he won't be available for the upcoming Premier League fixture against Burnley, Vieira aims to be a part of Arsenal's squad for the UEFA Champions League clash against Porto next week. His potential return comes as a significant boost for the Gunners, who have been grappling with injury woes in midfield this season. Arsenal has emerged as a potential contender in the race for PSG's Kylian Mbappe, according to reports, who is nearing the end of his contract. While Real Madrid leads the race, Arsenal's interest is noted. However, pundit Ali McCoist warns of potential pitfalls, citing concerns over the disruption of Arsenal's wage structure and team dynamics due to Mbappe's high salary demands. Fans are expressing some form of skepticism about the feasibility and value of such a move for the Gunners. But how about you? Would you take Mbappe in a heartbeat? Amid mounting injury issues and a loss of his place in the team, Arsenal is reportedly contemplating the sale of midfielder Thomas Partey. Since he arrived in 2020, Partey has struggled with injuries, missing a significant number of games for both club and country. His latest setback, a thigh injury sidelining him since November of 2023, has raised concerns about his reliability. With interest from several clubs, including Saudi Arabian outfits and Juventus, Arsenal may opt to cash in on the Ghanaian midfielder. I'm sure Bucci will be relieved about this. Football London reports that Arsenal has reached an agreement with Fluminense for the transfer of Marquinhos. Keisho, you're happy now, Abby? The 20-year-old winger, who struggled to secure a spot in Mikel Arteta's squad, will join Fluminense on an initial loan with an option to buy. Now, this move comes as Arsenal continues to strategize its summer transfer plans, eyeing replacements and strengthening its attacking options. The departure of Marquinhos from Arsenal marks a significant move for the young winger, who struggled to find his footing in the Premier League. While his initial promise hinted at potential success, the challenges of adapting to Arsenal's style and the fierce competition for playing time hindered his progress. Despite loan spells aimed at development, Marquinhos failed to make the desired impact. His exit reveals the ruthless nature of football, where talent alone isn't always enough to secure a place in top-flight squads. As Arsenal continues to refine its roster, Marquinhos' departure reminds us of the complexities young players face in the demanding world of football. Away from the men's gist for a bit, Arsenal women secure semi-final spot in the Conti Cup. Chloe Lacasse's outstanding performance led Arsenal women to a triumphant 4-0 victory against London City Lionesses, securing their place in the County Cup semi-finals. Lacasse's brace, along with a stellar team effort, propelled the Gunners forward. Head coach Jonas Eidevall expressed satisfaction with both the performance and the result, highlighting the team's determination to return to winning ways, and we're behind y'all. Young Gunner Vivian Leah made an impressive senior debut, adding to the team's success. With eyes set on the upcoming clash against Manchester United, Arsenal women are geared up for another thrilling encounter at the Emirates Stadium, and I hear it's sold out too. This Saturday, February 17, 2024, 3 p.m. local time, Arsenal will face Burnley at Turf Moor. Following a resounding victory against West Ham United, where they secured a historic 6-0 win, Mikel Arteta's squad is aiming to extend their unbeaten run. Despite Burnley's recent struggles, manager Vincent Kompany's side is eager to turn the tide and secure their first victory of 2024. With both teams vying for crucial points in the league standings, the stage is set for an intense battle on the pitch. Arsenal's lineup remains uncertain due to several key injuries, including Oleksandr Zinchenko and Emil Smith-Rowe. On the other hand, Burnley's Maxim Esteve is expected to feature despite concerns over his fitness. With Arsenal boasting an impressive away record and Burnley seeking redemption on home turf, football fans can expect an electrifying encounter between these two Premier League giants. How do you think Arsenal will fare against Burnley in this crucial Premier League fixture? Will Burnley manage to break their winless streak and secure a victory against Arsenal? Which players do you think will be the standout performers in this match? What's your score prediction for the game? Share your predictions and join the conversation in the comment sections on our social media platforms. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!